Brazil's sweeping VAT reform officially launches with a 28% rate. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has officially signed into law one of Brazil's most significant tax reforms in decades, paving the way for the introduction of a dual VAT system to replace four highly complex and fragmented state and federal indirect taxes. The final structure, known as CBS and IBS, will start rolling out in 2026, with full implementation targeted for 2033. The Ministry of Finance confirmed that the combined effective VAT rate will reach 28%, slightly above the originally proposed 27.5%. CBS and IBS, Brazil's new VAT system. The reform replaces four major indirect taxes, PIS, COFINS, ICMS, and ISS, with two unified taxes, CBS, Contribuição sobre Bens e Serviços, a federal VAT on consumption, replacing PIS and COFINS. Initial rate, 8.8% IBS, Imposto sobre Bens e Serviços, a state and municipal VAT, replacing ICMS and ISS. Initial rate, 17.7%. The system will move Brazil to the destination-based VAT model, aligning it with international norms and allowing businesses to deduct input taxes, reducing cascading effects that have long burdened the Brazilian economy. VAT implementation timeline, 2026 to 2033. The transition will span 7 years, 2026. Introduction of CBS at 0.9% and IBS at 0.1% 2027. Termination of PIS, COFINS, and IPI 2029. Gradual phasing out of ICMS and ISS 2033. Final implementation with CBS at 8.8% and IBS at 17.7%. Key features of the reform. New excise tax is replaces the IPI and targets goods harmful to health or the environment. Digital VAT coverage expands VAT to digital services, including those by non-resident providers. Input deduction rights enables full input tax crediting to reduce business tax burdens. Compensation mechanisms includes two major funds, 40 billion Brazilian reals per year for state development, 160 billion Brazilian reals for existing tax benefits. Special VAT treatments, 40% reduced rate, public transport, education, journalism, medical and health services zero rated, eggs, fruits, vegetables, essential medicines and medical supplies exempt, public transport special regimes, fuels, financial services, hotels, and restaurants. Why the reform was needed. Brazil's current system includes a tangle of federal, state, and municipal taxes that frequently overlap or conflict, leading to cascading taxation, tax competition between states, uncertainty and disputes, inefficient collection and high compliance burdens. The complexity and lack of harmonization have been major barriers to domestic business growth and foreign investment. Legal and political roadblocks. Past reform attempts were thwarted by states' reluctance to surrender ICMS revenue, municipal pushback over ISS limitations, legal complications requiring constitutional amendments, disagreements over taxing rights for digital and financial services. To secure support, the reform includes equalization funds and gradual implementation, mirroring successful models like India's GST transition. What businesses should expect. While simplification is welcomed by most industries, the services sector, which enjoyed lower effective rates, may see tax hikes. Concerns persist around rate pass-through, implementation readiness, and the complexity of dual governance between federal and state tax authorities. However, the reform lays the groundwork for a modern, transparent, and growth-friendly tax regime that could strengthen Brazil's economic competitiveness long-term. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.